I would imagine, not being a parent, it's something that I could not imagine happening, but probably one of the worst things being a parent would be ever having to put your child up to be fostered, or a situation where your child was taken away from you. And the University of Newcastle study has found the legal system is letting down parents who have had their child put into foster care. Dr. Nicola Ross, senior lecturer at the Newcastle Law School. Nicola, it must be a terribly, terribly sad and traumatic event when parents have to do this. Good morning.
Look, I think it's a very difficult situation for parents to find themselves in. Can I just correct you, Todd? It wasn't that legal proceedings were necessarily letting parents down. It was that parents weren't included in all the processes leading up to children being removed, and they often found that they weren't supported when children were actually in care prior to final orders being made that they should be removed permanently from their parents.
Okay, now that's understandable. I would imagine from a layperson or someone outside of that process that you would naturally think that parents wouldn't have any say or wouldn't have the right to be included, but that's not the case, is it?
Well, the first priority under child protection legislation, and a priority that our community needs to hold very dear, and I believe do hold very dear, is that we should first of all be supporting parents to rear children. Certainly we should be removing children when there are safety issues, and that is what we do. But we should be working with parents to support them so that they can have children restored to them wherever possible. And that seems to be one of the big issues for us at the moment. We're not supporting parents who want to care for their children, but who know they have issues they need support with.
Well, one thing I've only learnt recently, and I think that most people think when it comes to foster care, it's the government or the authorities stepping in to take children away from parents, whether it be dangerous, whatever the reason may be. But parents who are finding it hard or for whatever reason can voluntarily put their children into foster care.
Yes, they can. I mean, I think that potentially is a very important safety valve. But one of the concerns, I think, for some parents and the reason that they don't come forward when they might need care is that they are concerned that even if they put their children into care voluntarily, as they have an option to do under the Act, that either those resources won't be available or that alternatively that will bring them to the attention of family and community services, and then the children might be taken away from them against their will at that point.
And that would be a terribly frightening prospect. What were the key findings of this joint research with Life Without Barriers?
The key findings were that it's essential to our aim of having children living at home where at all possible to actually consider how parents experience the whole process. So what happens when parents have a child removed? What supports do they need to deal with whatever issues they may have that have caused the child to be removed in the first place? And what we found was that pretty well at every point in the process, we were excluding parents, so they weren't considered. The systems didn't make a lot of sense in terms of that goal of, first of all, getting children home where it's safe for the children to be returned home, and in many cases, they will be restored. But secondly, it also makes sense to support the best relationship that children can have with a parent, even where they are removed permanently, where it's safe to do so. And in many situations, we're not considering the fact that children will be restored. So we're not including parents. We're not supporting their ongoing relationships with their children, even when they are restored. And we're not supporting optimal relationships where they can't be restored. All of those outcomes are fundamentally important to children's well-being.
So what are the recommendations?
So the recommendations are that we need a cultural change. We need to seriously think about how parents are part of the team effort that is required to get the best outcomes for children. When we remove them, how do parents experience that? How do we work with parents who are grieving enormously the loss of those children? How do we put services and support in place so that parents can do the work they need to do to make the changes, often in a very short time frame, to have their children safely home? We need to think about parents as part of all the service systems, all the supports, and as part of the legal system as well when we're thinking about the best outcomes for children.
Nicola, before we let you go this morning, if a parent is listening who does have their child in foster care and they're thinking, well, I want this to change, I want to try and reunite with my child, what can they do right now?
If they make contact with me, then I can put them in contact with organisations that are supporting parents who've had their children removed. And I think meeting with other parents who've been through those experiences and thinking about the kinds of resources that are available to parents who've had their children removed is a very good place to start.
Nicola, thank you very much for your time this morning. There is a link on the 2NURFM Todd Sargent webpage this morning. So if you would like to get in touch with Nicola, if you're finding you're in that situation, then just head to 2NURFM.com and click on the Morning Show page. Thank you very much for your time. It's 29 to 11.